You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Shoo-doo.
Ooh, this with you. This is sang.
Boy.
Let me. I got my cigars in the car. I'm going to give me a damn cigar. Can these windows open?
Okay.
Oh, this is that good old backyard chilling.
And that's what the weather was like this weekend. This was perfect.
No doubt about it.
Put on some nice, calm music.
Yeah, man.
We were on the porch, I swear to God, more than we were, aside from us being asleep, we were on the front porch more than we were inside this weekend.
Or
outside. We were all over the place. Yeah. We spent the whole weekend outside. It was so great. Took the TV out there to watch stuff.
Good day.
It was great.
Good day, because you know my wife is a lot like your wife, and the fact is that if they get like an idea to build something, it's like it's on. Mm-hmm. And she had this idea. She wanted to build a floating, like, so you know how you have the server table, and everything.
Yeah.
Well, she wanted to build one.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah,
those are great.
Yeah, but she wanted one. I was like, okay, whatever. So I went and looked for one. It's like $130. I'm like, I'm not paying for that. And so she actually went and got the materials and made one yesterday.
Awesome.
And so we sat outside and made it and everything like that. And so she had to make sure it floats and everything. I was like, cool, whatever. But then once my wife gets into that mode, she has to start fixing stuff. All right?
She get like the juices get flowing.
The juices get flowing.
She's
dude,
like, all right.
And she just wants to start fixing stuff. And so I'm like, I had to tell her, I'm like, hey, sit your ass down, D. All right? Because all I hear is, what the hell's going on? The screw, the handle's a little jiggly. I'm like, okay. And that's all you heard all day. She was literally walking around the house looking for stuff to use the drill on, the automatic screwdriver.
That's amazing.
Just walking, Andy, walking around the whole house, like shaking stuff. Oh, that's a little loose. All day.
I've been meaning to get to this
all day.
So I'm in. Yes. I'm in trouble because she's got the week off.
Uh-oh.
And
something's getting painted.
She's not painted or built or torn. Who knows? Torn down?
Yeah.
You never know. Like, sometimes demolition starts, and I show up, and she's in the backyard with goggles on and a sledgehammer. And it's like, what are you? It's like, oh, I thought I'd get started on the patio. It's like, okay. And the best thing is, like, she'll start with the part that's the biggest deal.
Yep.
So then you have to keep going.
Yep.
Like, it's not like you don't start little. It's like, all right, we can work incrementally through this.
Yeah.
It's like, no, let me take out the load-bearing wall first.
Yes.
And then we can make sure that we have to immediately be working on it for the next week. Otherwise, our house is going to fall down.
Yeah, that was her yesterday.
Right.
Like, I was
great.
Like, because this is the first time I've ever had trees removed from the yard. We had a big tree that was, it's on both of ours and Libby and Bob's property. So we split the cost. But I never, like, had none done at my house. And so it was crazy because I saw the tree, people pulling up. I'm like, why the hell are they here? And she's like, oh, I called them to come take down the tree. I said, we discussed removing the tree. We didn't say we were going to do it. And so the guy pulls up, got the big ass truck and everything. And then, as you know, it's like 7-8 cars pull up behind them. What the hell's going on? Like, you have to have all these people.
The army of tree people.
The army. Like,
how
all
big
these,
of a tree are we
talking really
about?
Oh, it was one of the ones, you know, where in the backyard, mm-hmm. it's on the side, the biggest one on the side of the house. And so I see all these guys that come, get out the car. I'm like, where the hell are y'all going? Like, I didn't know it took that many people to take down trees.
Mm-hmm.
Again, My wife. What the one tree was supposed to come down, Andy.
Oh.
The one tree. The one
multiple
the
trees.
One tree was supposed to come down.
Got it.
And so she's out there. Huh. Hey, could you do that one too?
While you guys are here.
I was like, hold on.
You guys do a buy one, get one
like,
kind of thing?
I spend the most time in the backyard in the summertime. You taking away my shade.
Yeah, trees are great.
Trees are sure. Great in the trade. So they're taking out limbs off. Oh, and while you're up there, how about trimming that one down right there? Dog, it was just one, and it was early, like came at like 9 o'clock on a Saturday. Hmm. So we were those people.
Yeah, everyone in the neighborhood's like, "What's that sound?" Oh, the McMichaels are having all the trees
taking down damn trees.
Yeah, no, with the price of chickens, how hard it's been to find eggs, and her having a week off, she's recruiting the children too.
Uh-huh.
Because like, oh, that'd be fun. Like,
yeah,
because she shows Lily like a picture of a chick,
uh-huh.
And she's like, "Oh, I want to get baby chicks," and so. It's all just...
There's a chicken coop in your backyard, right?
Probably not yet.
Yeah.
There's probably materials with which to build a chicken coop that's in my backyard right now.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I go home and probably start putting stuff together.
Have fun.
Start thinking of creative sports-related names for chickens. We had a bunch of people texting those in the other day. Oh, boy. The best part about the daddy-daughter dance, and then we'll get back into the Super Bowl halftime, or the Super Bowl, the actual game, was that they had, like, Disney princesses there. Mm-hmm. Like they're, you know,
oh, okay.
real princesses, you know, mm-hmm. what I mean? It was Ariel from The Little Mermaid and Princess Aurora from Sleeping Beauty. And you could take pictures with them and talk to them. And she was like, her mind was blown. She's like, those are real princesses.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you've seen the movies.
Yeah.
You should go talk to them. And I didn't realize the fury that I was unleashing on these two women. Because she was relentless. She was there. I'm not joking. She was. It was kind of at the end of the night, so we went back a couple times. I was like, you know, they got to see other kids. You know, other kids want to talk to them and take pictures and hug and all that stuff. So we went back at the end. It was like maybe 20 minutes before the dance ended, and she just sat there with them. And thank goodness this lady knew the Little Mermaid
uh-huh.
as well as she did,
right?
Because she was asking her stuff like, when you got your legs, how'd you know how to walk? It's a great question.
Yeah.
That's an incredible question. She said, what happened to Flounder?
Oh, God.
Because, like, that was your best friend underwater.
Right.
Now you live in, you know, what happened? Like, who's taking care of the kingdom? Prince Eric is. What about the underwater kingdom? I was like, phew. And I looked at the lady a couple times. I was like, I didn't tell her any of this stuff. And then, like, at the end, I was like, thank you. Thank you for that. That was really
hell
great.
Yeah.
But it was like a Barbara Walters interrogation.
I'm telling you.
It was crazy.
I love the people who do those things, like the people at Disney and all those. I couldn't do that because I can't have kids just all on me like that.
Yeah.
You know, sneezing. They got cooties.
Oh, yeah.
Kids stay with cooties.
Hopefully those ladies were all,
yeah.
you know, vitamin C'd yeah, up and man. Everything because they were hugging a lot of,
you know,
we were talking about
the production yesterday of the Super Bowl. Like, there was some parts, the part where the beginning of the game when they were out there leading out the Eagles thing. Eagles got a lot of damn, like, celebrity fans.
They do. Yeah. John Hamm did the Chiefs, and his voice cracked a couple times.
You saw that? Yeah.
And then Bradley Cooper nailed it.
I love it. And then Sun out there. Yeah, that was freaking awesome. But I was kept looking. I was like, damn, Eagles got a lot of damn celebrity fans.
They really do.
They really, really do.
A lot of celebrity fans.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
Which was, all right, well, whatever. Chiefs
have a lot of celebrity fans,
too. They do, too.
And the biggest celebrity fan.
Yeah.
They didn't show her much yesterday because there wasn't much to show.
No, there was not.
Nothing happened. Like, would Kelce have two catches?
Two catches
in
yeah.
the end? Is that
yeah.
what it was?
Yeah, he was pretty bad. Well, yeah. He wasn't bad. They were all bad.
Four catches.
They were all
yeah,
bad.
I don't really
they were all bad.
Blame him so much yeah. as I credit the Eagles defense for doing what
I'm looking
what
at the Abe's rundown. What was your favorite commercial? I love the Kanye because it was funny as hell to me. Because we're sitting there watching. I'm like, is that Kanye? Yeah. How the hell did he get on here?
My favorite one was probably the one where the kid like is coming out of the hospital with the boxing gloves on.
Right.
And they had the whole story. I was like, that one got me. I was definitely teary eyed over that one. And then in terms of like fun, I liked the mustache one.
That was funny.
The Pringles mustache
yes,
one
that was
pretty
fun.
Funny.
That, was pretty
that
funny.
One made me laugh.
I was like, Kanye's made slack was like, what the hell is he doing? Like upside down at the dentist?
Being Kanye.
I was like, is he at the dentist?
Yeah.
That was the funny because it was just random. You're looking commercials in, here he pops up.
Did you go to the website?
No.
Me either.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Of course not.
I was like, I almost had that thought of because he had a, you know, hit a bit of a week last week on social media.
Yeah, he was off his meds.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm almost a little bit surprised. They were like, should we really show, like, this guy's a little bit...
Unhinged.
Yeah. Are we going to... But they're like, it is $8 million, so we will take the money.
Yeah, he got it.
Yeah, he's got it.
Got it.
Well, that was what the whole commercial was. Yeah. He spent all his money on the grill.
The damn grill. Oh, yeah. I was like, is he the dentist getting the grill?
I like that one. I like the David Beckham, Matt Damon one. Yes. That one was pretty funny. Yes.
I love the beginning one, because I love me some damn Drewski in the donut commercial. Loved it. Just loved it. Just loved that. But, yeah, I think overall, I mean, there wasn't nothing that was eye-catch. You saw a couple things. Like looks like Mission Impossible is coming back out.
Okay, sure.
With another one. They kind of hinted on the Fast and the Furious, the last one coming out, and things like that. But other than that, it's pretty tame.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I thought they were good. I thought the musical performances were good. I thought it's hard because the game was so out of hand, like midway through the third quarter, that then the broadcast kind of has to become like story time. It has to become, you got to do something to keep the viewer engaged with a game that's over.
Right.
Like the game is over with. And that's something that is learned over time with broadcasters that have worked together for a long time. It became pretty clear that, like, you know, he's just not quite there yet as far as some of that stuff goes, which is tough because it's the Super Bowl and you'd like someone to be there.
Right.
You understand why he has the gig, because he's Tom Brady. But, like, his inexperience, I think, was kind of on full display in the second half of that game.
A little bit.
Just because it got so bad and it became time to, like Burkhart was teeing him up.
He got
it. Like, it was like, hey, man, tell us some stories. You played in 10 of these things. Right. Like, tell us some stuff. And then he'd just be like, well, you know, you just really got to make sure you keep picking up first downs. It was like, you got to be blanking kidding me. You got to say something, man.
No.
Like, you got to say something.
Tom was hanging there. But ultimately, the best part is, we were talking about it, when the players have the kids. When the players have their kids on the field and they're playing the confetti, it's just freaking awesome.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I mean, we talked about it. Like, Saquon's baby girl, I would have been hollering, my baby.
I was at home, and it wasn't even my kid.
I was like, oh, my God, what a beautiful, beautiful moment between her and her papa.
Yep.
And just like Nick Sirianni, his son, his kids was great. Just that whole vibe with the babies. Watching A.J. Brown with his babies, it's so cool. And especially watching Saquon shotgun beers in the damn locker room.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
You never know. Like, there's always guys you predict you're going to be who's going to be the drunkest?
I would never pick Saquon.
I would have never picked Saquon.
Yes, never.
But I kind of love it.
Yes.
You know, the offensive lineman, if there's like a dirtbag linebacker or something like that, you pick those guys. Nope. Saquon. He emptied a bottle of Don Julio.
Yes. No, it wasn't already empty. The dude gave it to him empty. Okay. And Saquon turns it up, looks at it.
All I saw was Saquon with the empty bottle. Okay. Yeah. Like, that would have been pretty good. Pretty impressive. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.